The Advent wreath is out. Our violet vestments are out. Another liturgical year has started for our church. Now what? We stare at this Advent wreath and we think, what does this all mean? Is this simply a countdown to Christmas? Some of our friends have already beat us to it, it seems. I think you know what I mean. The inflatable Christmas decorations and the lights are already up. But this first Sunday of Advent starts in a very basic direction. The Holy Spirit is asking us this weekend to reflect on ourselves, each one of us as an individual. The word Advent means arrival. And we're asked, have you arrived? Now, that may sound a bit bizarre to reflect on ourselves, to reflect on the individual. We could argue that our society does it all the time. It's about just me and only me, my ego, my preferences, whatever it may be. Sometimes we may not like what we see in ourselves, our habits, our failings, and we may just want to bury all that. Bury ourselves in our work, social activities, whatever it might be. However, today, we say, I, the individual believer, need God. I need God. A simple sentence, but very difficult for us to say sometimes. When I am happy, when I'm angry with myself, or maybe if I'm angry at God, I still need God. We are in very good company this evening with the prophet Isaiah. Isaiah tells us, why do you let us wander, O Lord, from your ways, and harden our hearts so that we fear you not? Really, Isaiah is representing our experience, the Jewish experience, the Christian experience. We can translate it in other words. Isaiah is telling us, okay, God, we've been through a whole lot together. You've guided us, you've corrected us, you've blessed us, but something is still missing. As a community of faith, as an individual believer, we know that Christ has not left us by his resurrection, but this Advent season is really waiting for an arrival, expecting something to happen. When we wait for something, we may feel an absence in ourselves. This absence is experienced in our world sometimes, and from those who feel trapped, buried by their sins or behaviors. Perhaps the Holy Spirit is asking you this Advent, is there an absence in your heart sometimes? Do you yourself feel trapped? Are you fulfilled in your life right now? Not casual questions. Unfortunately, many people refuse to answer these questions. But Advent is giving us that opportunity to reflect on these questions right now. God is listening to our responses. Short responses, long responses. God is listening. He's inviting us to speak. All too often, people feel lost. They feel lost in the crowd. They feel lost in a large group of people. They feel like their voice is not being heard. But the community of faith is always watchful. The community of faith is always aware of this. The community allows the voices of each individual to be heard. The individual voice is never lost in the community. The gospel today tells us to be watchful. May he not come suddenly and find you sleeping. The Spirit gives us these gifts, and we know that our time is always short. So we are called to be alert. Now, we're not to be paranoid or constantly on guard 24/7. Because if we're always paranoid, then we're going to close ourselves up. We're going to start boarding up the church. The church can't live like that. The Spirit is always asking the church and the people of God to be open. We, the individual believers, whatever we're going through in our lives, we can say, I may not know all the answers right now. I know that I am not God, but I know that God is here, entering the world constantly. So, my dear brothers and sisters, before you and I start putting up those Christmas lights, putting up those decorations, start listening to all that Christmas music, just take a moment, reflect on yourself. Please, reflect on yourself. Am I open? Am I fulfilled? May this Advent season allow you to reflect on yourself as a disciple of Jesus. And we pray for that arrival of Jesus Christ and the arrival of ourselves, that we may have a true Advent of the heart.